This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Flights in and out of Khartoum International Airport resumed Wednesday, one day after the country's civil aviation authority said they would be suspended until October 30th. Sudanese security forces detained three prominent pro-democracy figures overnight Tuesday, according to their relatives and other activists, as internal and international pressure mounted on the country's military following the coup. At the UN Security Council, President Martin Kimani said the African Union, which suspended Sudan on Wednesday, is calling for the release of all detainees.
They're calling for the immediate and unconditional full release of all detainees. And I'm using these exact words, warning the military that they will be held responsible for the personal health, security, and safety of these detained officials.
The arrests came as protests opposing Monday's takeover continued in the capital, Khartoum, and elsewhere, and many businesses shut in response to demand for strikes. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced the United States will explore with partners the development of an Indo-Pacific economic framework. While the White House did not release further details, it said in a statement the framework would define our shared objectives around trade facilitation, standards for the digital economy and technology, supply chain resiliency, and other areas of shared interest. While no formal policy has been established, the announcement could help address concerns that the U.S. is lagging behind China in regional trade ties. The White House released the statement following Biden's participation in a virtual East Asia summit, which plunged